It is the market, part one. Now, this is going to be a two-part show. And the reason this is going to be a two-part show is, first and foremost, it doesn't have the main fellow, Rob Gutman, on. But the other reason why is because this is going to be a little bit more light touch. We're going to look at what certain clubs have done and why they've done it, and we're going to go from there. An in-depth examination into transfers themselves, break-even activity, England versus the rest of Europe, we'll do with Rob in the next couple of weeks. Because it's also worth pointing out that Premier League clubs can still buy, but possibly more importantly, in some instances, Liverpool being one of them, sell to EFL clubs. So it wouldn't surprise me if that ends up changing the sort of the outlook a little bit as to what players are where at the very least, but also what the money's doing. And that's only what we try and do on this show. But today, we will be that little bit more prosaic, and we'll work through who we think's done well and done badly, both ins and outs. And we're going to focus on a cross-section of clubs that I've chosen sort of at random. There was some I wanted to talk about. So we're going to focus on Arsenal, Aston Villa, Brighton, Burnley, Everton, Leicester, Manchester City, Manchester United and Southampton. One of the aspects of randomness was that I got more bored as I worked through the alphabetical order of the clubs. That is undoubtedly one of the aspects of the randomness here that nobody would have saw coming. But Mo, we will start with a sort of a general chat about Arsenal. And I think that I cannot believe Arsenal are whacking €45 million up front for Partey. That aside, I think that Arsenal will come out of this window, broadly speaking, pleased with the business that they've done. Torreira to Atletico Madrid arguably is part of that deal, though nobody ever says that. Guendouzi out, Martinez out, and a few of the other younger players shifted out on loan or on permanent deals. And then in terms of ins, there's the much vaunted Willian move. They've kept hold of Aubameyang, which almost feels like an in. Suarez to fullback, he was already there. Mari was already there. Ceballos remains there on loan. But the big two are Partey and Gabriel, with Salisa joining. And as I say, I think that in part because of keeping Aubameyang, but in general, this will feel like a better window than Arsenal supporters might have expected.